Nau mai, wairua tapu, haere mai ki kone.
Morena, it's Karen and Elijah here. We're the lead pastors of Unite Church, a family of house churches with one oversight and a shepherd's community committed to the work God has called us to.
Yes, all the way from here to the bay.
Hmm.
We're back, guys.
We are back. Did you miss us?
We desire, us and you, to grow as apprentices of Jesus according to the Bible by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Would we be those that know, practice, and carry the love of Jesus?
Uh-huh. Knowing the love of Jesus in our hearts, practicing it in prayerful community, and carrying it as missionaries into the world we live.
Nice.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
It's been a while, but here we are, and as we look forward to this new year, as we reflect on our past year and walk forward into this new year, we're incredibly hopeful and excited as we consider the grace of Jesus, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, that the peace of Jesus has been given to us, and that His Spirit is faithful to lead us well as we walk with Him this year. So we've been looking through the Gospel of Matthew. And one of the biggest questions that we are confronted with in the Gospel of Matthew is, how do you see the world? Jesus speaks of two ways to see the world. One that sees the world as a competition, a fight for resources, a me against you or us against them mentality, like our modern day politics. God is seen as stingy, people as a means to an end, and life as either competition or consumption. And one way that Jesus came to usher in, one that sees the world as a house in need of renovation, with a mentality of there is room for you. One that sees God as generous, people as precious, and life as a journey with both God and others, a partnership of restoration. This way is the kingdom of heaven, and it is this that we come face to face with as we continue to read the Gospel of Matthew. In a worldview where children were the bottom of the pile, Jesus places them at the top. He reminds us of the value of a human made in the image of God. He invites us to lay down our own way of thinking, to reconsider and to pick up His way, to turn towards Him and to go in His direction. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, arguably the sermon title for Jesus' greatest teaching, which is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near," or "Turn around, for the kingdom of the skies is at hand." Come and experience the goodness of God in the person of Jesus. This is what we do as neighborhood churches, as communities of prayerful love. We lay down our way. We respond to the invitation of Jesus with open hearts and minds. We seek to be made new by the Spirit of Jesus, that we may share in His love, and in sharing in His love, become that very love that we have received. That is the journey, that we become, in essence, this kingdom. We become those who bring the kingdom like Jesus did. We become the image of God, the image of Christ. We become Christ-like. And that is a mysterious and miraculous work. There's these two things at play. There is the miraculous, the spiritual, and then there's the grounded, the earthy, the habitual. And it's both of these that we see as we practice the way of Jesus. So on one side, it's the miraculous and the mysterious journey, one that we don't get to form the parameters of ourselves. It's one of spirit and one of heart. And on the other side, this journey that we're on is a simple and ordinary journey, one that is grounded in real life habits and rhythms, one of relational value, one of the word and action and response. So we have this miraculous journey and we have this ordinary journey, and it's one and the same. And it's the journey of following Jesus together in community. So let's keep going. Jesus is still Lord. He is still good. He is still at work in us who believe, and at work around those of us yet to believe. So Let's do this thing. Let's keep taking small steps of trust in Jesus together.
Awesome. I want to speak about wisdom in relationships. And over the past few weeks, we've read from Genesis, Proverbs, and now Matthew. And a thread throughout all of them is not only a focus on relationships, but wisdom in relationships that needs to come from the Father and not from ourselves. As we start a new year and a new chapter for some of us in Unite, as we form and change some new neighbourhood churches, how can we invite the wisdom of God to guide us in new and old faith relationships? We have a responsibility to each other to engage in the process of rich relationships that are centred on Christ, continuing to build up, encourage, and edify each other. This responsibility is easily diminished or put on the back burner, but imagine what would happen if we prioritise this. Not only doing this with others, like helping others, encouraging others, but inviting people into our walks with God. And we've seen this happen over the past, 4 years now? It'll be the fourth year this year that we've done neighbourhood churches.
Yeah, sure.
And it's pretty beautiful and profound when we engage in this way with each other. And if you've been around for a while, you've probably experienced that or seen it close by. And the Holy Spirit is our best helper in all of this. Jesus is our example, and Father God is our giver of life and our constant. If we decide to go all in to relationship with other apprentices in our own strength and our own wisdom, it might go well, but it won't hold the deep richness that it could have with the Trinity's close involvement.
Mm.
Wisdom is putting our learning, our understanding to use. So there's two parts. The first is what we're learning to understand, hence being why it's important to be in the Word every day or every week. It's so crucial to be in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And then putting it to use, applying things that the Spirit might have pointed out to us into everyday situations, maybe our own or others. Proverbs 2 verse 6 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding." True wisdom on this earth is a gift, and a gift that we probably all need a little bit more of. But we know because of the Word how to get it, to go to God. He's the giver of good gifts. And we can rest knowing that when our wisdom fails, God knows all.
Mm.
He isn't just a wise God. He is wisdom.
Mm. Yeah, that's good, which means that you can't control wisdom. We can't put parameters around it and go, well, that's it. Even with books like Proverbs, we have to understand that it's coming from a personal relationship.
Yep.
So wisdom is knowing when to pick up something and when to put it down.
Mm.
And so dependent on the Spirit.
Yeah.
So let's land in three questions for you and I, for us to consider as we share together. Tahi, how do these passages show us a generous God?
Mm. Rua, what way of thinking do you need to lay down this week and trust Jesus with?
And finally, Toru, how can we invite the wisdom of God to guide us in new and old faith relationships?
To end, thank you, Unite, for your regular gifts of money and time, committing yourselves to the Word and prayer and the practice of Christ-loving community. We are thankful to Jesus for you.
Absolutely. And as we do weekly, we want to stop and take time to consider our money and treasures as worship to God and offer them up again. As a part of our apprenticeship to Jesus. And before I pray, I just want to remind you, if you were those that are part of this community, would you consider saying, God, where my treasure is, there my heart is. And so if your heart's here, invite you to go before God and say, hey, maybe it's time for me to start tithing. Maybe it's time for me to start contributing. We have some things coming up. We desire to start a children's church midweek this year and a youth group midweek as well, a youth event for the city. And if you want to be a part of resourcing that, then I invite you to do that. Go on the website, talk to your neighbourhood church shepherd, and if that's obedience to God, then do it. And if it's not, then do that. So, Father God, thank you for providing for us. Thank you for tithes and offerings given to Unite. It's a huge blessing. Thank you for your Spirit leading us in generosity in many ways. We trust you with our money, our positions, our time and our choices, and we ask you to lead us. We trust that you are good and that you lead us well, and we surrender to your way again. In your holy name, amen. So just a couple of things to remind you of. There's information about Unite, getting in contact with us, or anything you may need via our website, unitechurch.org.nz.
And if you want to listen to this teaching again, you can on Spotify as podcast form by searching Unite Neighbourhood Church.
Fantastic. As always, if you feel led to get baptised into Jesus, please let your Neighbourhood Church shepherd know, and we'd love to organise that. Whenever.
Awesome. And a good place to do that is family camp.
A good place?
Well, we've had lots of baptisms at family camp, and it's very special and beautiful, which is next weekend. You can either come to the whole weekend or come for our service at 10 a.m. For a time of worshipping Jesus together. And again, it should be on the website, all that you need to know and how to register.
Fantastic. May we rest in the goodness of the Father. May we trust in Jesus as our Lord. May the Holy Spirit form and guide us as we journey together. May we practice Christ love in community. And may we partner with God in putting the world back together wherever He has us to be. And above all of this, would we know that we are truly, in the core of our beings, loved by the Creator of the universe.
Yeah.
We're praying for you, and we truly mean that. And in the love and grace of Jesus. Aroha nui.
Bye.